堂听 class.com。
A kiss for Kate. Every afternoon, when I came on duty as the evening nurse, I'd walk the halls of the nursing home, pausing at each door to chat and observe. Often, Kate and Chris, their big scrapbooks in their laps, would be reminiscing over the photos. Proudly, Kate showed me pictures of bygone years. Chris, tall, blonde, handsome. Kate, pretty, dark hair, laughing. Two young lovers smiling through the passing seasons. How lovely they look now, sitting there, the light shining on their white heads, their time-wrinkled faces smiling at the memories of the years, caught and held forever in the scrapbooks. How little the young know of loving, I think. How foolish to think they have a monopoly on such a precious commodity. The old know what loving truly means. The young can only guess. Kate and Chris were always together, in the dining room, the lounge, strolling around the big porches and lawns, always holding hands. As we staff members ate our evening meal, sometimes Kate and Chris would walk slowly by the dining room doors. Then conversation would turn to a discussion of the couple's love and devotion, and what would happen when one of them died. We knew Chris was the strong one, and Kate was dependent upon him. How would Kate function if Chris were to die first? We often wondered. Bedtime followed a ritual. When I brought the evening medication, Kate would be sitting in her chair, in nightgown and slippers, awaiting my arrival. Under the watchful eyes of Chris and myself, Kate would take her pill. Then carefully, Chris would help her from the chair to the bed and tuck the covers in around her frail body. Observing this act of love, I would think for the thousandth time, good heavens, why don't nursing homes have double beds for married couples? All their lives they have slept together, but in a nursing home they're expected to sleep in single beds. Overnight, they're deprived of a comfort of a lifetime. How very foolish such policies are. I would think as I watched Chris reach up and turn off the light above Kate's bed. Then tenderly he would bend and they would kiss gently. Chris would pat her cheek and both would smile. He would pull up the side rail on her bed and only then would he turn and accept his own medication. As I walked into the hall, I could hear Chris say, "Good night, Kate," and her returning voice, "Good night, Chris," while the space of an entire room separated their two beds. I had been off duty 2 days, and when I returned, the first news I heard was, Chris died yesterday morning. How? A heart attack. It happened quickly. How's Kate? Bad. I went into Kate's room. She sat in her chair, motionless, hands in her lap, staring. Taking her hands in mine, I said, "Kate, it's Phyllis." Her eyes never shifted. She only stared. I placed my hand under her chin and slowly turned her head so she had to look at me. "Kate, I just found out about Chris. I'm so sorry." At the word Chris, her eyes came back to life. She looked at me, puzzled, as though wondering how I suddenly appeared. "Kate, it's me, Phyllis. I'm so sorry about Chris." Recognition and sadness flooded her face. Tears welled up and slid down her cheeks. "Chris is gone," she whispered. "I know," I said. "I know." We pampered Kate for a while, letting her eat in her room, surrounding her with special attention. Then gradually, the staff worked her back into the old schedule. Often, as I went past her room, I would observe Kate sitting in her chair, scrapbooks on her lap, gazing sadly at the pictures of Chris. Bedtime was the
hotel room, and meals in New Zealand, and for his flight back to California. Oh well, the man later said, I always wanted to see New Zealand.
Five words.
Small smile turned up the corners of her mouth. You know, she said confidentially, Chris used to sing me a song.
He did?
Yes, her white head nodded. And I lie here at night and think about it. How did it go? Kate smiled, held my hand, and cleared her throat. Then her voice, small with age, but still melodious, lifted softly in song. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart.